The planning commissioner for Hillsborough County, Robert Hunter, was unsuccessful today in trying to get $100,000 reappropriated to his agency for a new study for the year 2050. Commissioner Brian Blair asked if it wasn't impossible to fully assess what the county will need in four more decades.
I mean, it's great to have vision, and I think you've done a good job for the most part on the is it the 2020 or 2025 plan. I commend you for that. But explain to me how you could actually go to 2050 with all the uncertainties, the changes, the automation, the things that happen between now and then.
Planning Commissioner Robert Hunter said that his concern right now is that road builders are trying to reserve rights of way without a lot of land use input.
And what we're trying to do primarily is to bring land use and transportation together for you so that this is not like a comprehensive plan. It won't be adopted. But it'll provide a better direction for you, I think, in the future as you look at future plan amendments. We certainly don't expect to have the crystal ball, but we're going to have, I hope, another example would be all of the executive directors of the various agencies that are involved in growth, involved in it. We're going to have stakeholders involved in it. You'll be involved in it. We'll have joint meeting of the four governments. It's our best shot, and that's all we can do.
Commissioner Jim Norman said that with the budget woes the county is facing and could face if Amendment 1 passes later this month, now was absolutely not the time to fund the Planning Commission's request.
We're just arguing with the school system about how to build off-site because we don't have money anymore. We're sitting here with a request to plan out 42 years on a document, in my opinion, and I've been around here a little while, that's going to draw dust, in my opinion, in 6 months after completion because of the involvement of our state of governance is greatly changing, greatly. And to do this is the poorest timing of this to be on our agenda today that it could ever be.
Norman said at the least the commission should hold off on funding the study until the results of the property tax cut plan are known in a few weeks' time. But a couple of commissioners believe that there was no reason to delay getting the money, such as Commissioner Rose Ferlita.
I think as a responsible body, we have different sets of goals, short-term goals, long-term anticipations. And I think that the studying of this vision is very, very important.
Commissioner Mark Sharp agreed with Ferlita.
There's a lot of reasons and excuses and things that we can toss up and say, well, you know, I don't have enough information, not enough time, we don't have the money. I think for the very reasons that Commissioner Norman brought up, we should be doing this, which is with the shortcomings that we're going to see, and we will see, we better start spending our money efficiently. We need to start working together. We need to get all these agencies talking. So we're either going to talk and plan or not talk and spend money and run in circles.